This free podcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free podcasts at stephencosgrove.com.
Crystal snows that swirled and blew. Christmas spirit that year seemed to twist in circling eddies. Oh, there was spirit of a sort, but it seemed muffled in wraps of patched woolen scarves and caps that needed replacing. Nowhere was this more evident than in the little farming town of Three Oaks. The village decorations, the holly wreaths and candy canes, were hung haphazard from street lamps along the way. Christmas carols were being sung without conviction by school children as they followed their teacher from shop to shop. Even the Three Oaks pride and joy, the Santa display that annually stretched from one side of Main Street to the other, this year sagged and creaked in the biting winter wind. There was one child in Three Oaks who still bubbled over with spirit, 8-year-old Jessica Riggs. She still believed in dreams and a jolly old elf called Santa Claus. She had every reason not to have spirit nor dreams, for her mother had died nearly 2 years ago, and she lived alone with her father, who didn't seem to have time for any Christmas spirit. She was on her way home that fateful day in December when the third reindeer in line on the display wibbled and wobbled in the wind, falling with a crash to the ground. She rushed into the street and looked down at the broken reindeer where it lay. The white diamond patch on its forehead was smudged with a tire track, and one wooden leg was twisted and broken. "Oh, dear," she said. "This was the third reindeer in line. That would be, let me see, on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen. Oh, no, it's Prancer that has fallen. What will Santa do with only 7 reindeer?" Her question went unanswered, and Jessica ran home to ask her father. "Daddy, Daddy," she cried as she rushed into her father's barn, cheeks winter wind blushed from her run from town. "Prancer fell from Santa's sleigh. How will the reindeer pull the sleigh when there are but 7 instead of 8? "Listen, Jessica," chuckled her father as he stacked old wooden crates. "It's time you learned that Santa is nothing more than a bunch of silly nonsense. There is no Santa, and those reindeer are made of wood and paint. Dreams are for children, and you're growing older. Now it's getting late. It's time to do your chores." He laughingly turned back to his work and didn't notice the tear that gracefully curved down Jessica's cheek. She turned on her heel and ran from the barn and up the hill toward Antler Ridge. Jessica had always believed in dreams, and a part of those dreams at this time of the year was Santa Claus and the delightful Christmas spirit he brought. Now her father said that there was no Santa and that dreams were silly. It was more than an 8-year-old could bear. With tears blurring her vision, she stumbled deep into the forest behind the barn. Crying was stopped, however, when the trees began to creak and groan as if blown by the wind. But the air was silent, still. Jessica looked around, for she sensed that she was being watched and followed. Her run slowed to walk, and finally she stopped. "Who's there?" she shouted. The forest was still. No one answered. Maybe it wasn't a who. Maybe it was a what. Maybe it was a bear or a lion or a tiger. But no monster leaped from the forest. The woods were even quieter, muffled by the now falling snow. Finally, Jessica spun quickly around, and there behind her wasn't a bear, a tiger, nor a lion. It was a tiny reindeer with soft velvet horns and big furry feet. Curious, Jessica turned her head to the side, and oddly enough, the reindeer did the same. She nodded her head, and the mischievous reindeer once again imitated her every move. She gently patted him on his rump and noticed two queer things. The reindeer was limping as if his front leg was injured, and he had a white diamond patch on his forehead. "Oh, you poor sweet thing," said Jessica as she looked at the strange little deer. And suddenly, her eyes opened wide in understanding. "Why, you must be one of Santa's reindeer. You must be Prancer." As if to say yes, the reindeer shook his head, and crystal snowflakes danced about like magical confetti. With the sun setting low, she led the limping reindeer down from the woods and into a rickety storage shed that stood behind the barn. The shed had no light, so Jessica looked around for a lamp or a candle. All she could find was an old set of bubbly Christmas lights. She plugged them in, and the dingy shed twinkled in a rainbow of red, blue, green, and gold gurgling lights. In the soft glow, she carefully bound the reindeer's injured leg with her scarf. And once his leg was wrapped, he hobbled about sniffing and woofing at this and that as Jessica wondered out loud what to do. Santa Claus needs all of his reindeer to pull the sleigh. Without all the reindeer, some of the toys won't be packed, and some children won't get a thing for Christmas. Somehow we must let Santa know that you're all right, and then he can pick you up on Christmas Eve. Jessica paced about, trying to come up with a plan. And finally she snapped her fingers, nearly scaring the little reindeer out of his wits. "I've got it," she cried. "All right, Santa, a letter." She rushed to the house, and with an apple in hand, she skittered up the stairs to her room. She found paper and pencil and laid them carefully out on the braided rug. And then, with a snap as she bit into the juicy apple, she wrote, "Dear Santa, I found Prancer. He must have fallen. He hurt his leg, but I fixed it. He misses you and the other reindeer a whole bunch. I'll meet you 2 days before Christmas near midnight behind my house at Antler Ridge. Don't be late. Love, your friend, Jessica." She had just finished the apple and the letter when her father popped his head in the door. Quickly, Jessica stuffed the letter in her back pant pocket. "Jesse," he said, "I'm sorry I yelled at you earlier, but you just have to understand that Santa Claus is only for little tiny kids." Jessica dropped her head as she guiltily felt the note in her pocket. She hated not telling her father the truth, but he just didn't believe. The next day, right after school, she ran as fast as she could to the center of town. A Santa sat in a red velvet chair greeting children of all sorts who had come to tell him what they wanted for Christmas. Jessica patiently waited her turn and then clambered upon his lap. "I know you're not the real Santa," she said in a hurried whisper, "and that you are just one of Santa's helpers. But I need your help to get a special letter to Santa." And with that, she reached into her coat and withdrew her carefully written letter. "Tell him that I found Prancer and that he can meet me tomorrow night at Antler Ridge." The Santa sat back and chuckled a bit.
"Ho, ho," he laughed. "And just how do you know that this is Santa's reindeer?"
"Because," sighed Jessica, "I saw Prancer fall from the display in town, and he has the white diamond shape on his head." Satisfied now that all would be well, she jumped from the Santa's lap and ran home. But Santa was really no more than Mr. Young, who ran the local newspaper. And later that night in his office, as he removed his Christmas trappings, he found the letter that Jessica had written to Santa. "Hmm," he mumbled.
This just might be a special story that will bring a bit of Christmas spirit to all the folks of Three Oaks. And with that, he quickly got to work preparing the next day's paper. The presses clanked and groaned into the night as the snow continued to fall. Late the next afternoon, as the sun turned the silvered shadows of day to pinks and darker purples, Jessica sat in her bedroom and gazed longingly at Antler Ridge. Oh, tonight, she thought, tonight Prancer will be going home. Her secret plans were rudely interrupted by the sound of people laughing and shouting from outside. There, on the front lawn, illuminated by the rising full moon, was a crowd of people shouting, "Where's Prancer? Where's Prancer?" Clutched in the hands of men, women, and children alike was a copy of that evening's newspaper. The headlines read, "Little Girl Thinks She Found Prancer." "Oh, no," cried Jessica as she pulled on her boots. "Father will be angry, and worse yet, Prancer may be in real danger." Jessica slipped down the back stairs and with her coat in hand was out the kitchen door before anyone saw her. She whisked down the path through the snow to the shed where Prancer was hidden. With a screech creak, the door was open and shut. She was safe with Santa's reindeer. Prancer looked at her with trusting eyes as she knelt and removed the scarf wrapped on his leg. There in the fading light of day, in the trickling stream of bright moonlight, she found that the leg was amazingly healed. Almost like magic, the reindeer no longer limped. Suddenly, the door flew open and there was her father. "Jessica," he said, "I know what you are trying to do, but this old reindeer isn't Prancer. He probably just wandered away from a zoo. It's time that we took him home. You take your time and say goodbye. I know that you'll do the right thing." And with that, he left the two of them alone. Jessica carefully opened the shed door and looked at the yard full of people. What was the right thing to do? Should she believe in her father or in her dreams? Resolved, she took a deep breath and ducked back inside. "Come on, Prancer. We're going to have to run for it." The door slammed open wide and the little girl and the full-grown reindeer bolted from the shed and raced into the forest. They ran through the orchard and up the hill towards Antler Ridge. In the distance, they could hear the pounding of feet and Jessica's father demanding that they stop. On she raced until she knew that she could run no more. "Oh, go on, Prancer," she panted. "You can run much faster than I. Go find Santa." She looked and saw her father following the tracks up the hill, and when she turned back, the reindeer was gone. "Oh, no," she cried. "Prancer is gone, and I didn't even get to say goodbye." Before she could chase after him, she was swept into her father's arms. "Jessica, Jessica," he said as he hugged her tight. "Oh, I didn't mean to disobey," she said in a rush, "but you told me that you knew I would do what was right, and I did. And now I have to follow him because I didn't say goodbye to Prancer, and I didn't even get to see Santa." "Listen," said her father gently, "Santa isn't real. What you found wasn't Prancer. It was probably an old reindeer that had escaped from a zoo." "But it really was Prancer," Jessica insisted. "And Santa is coming. Come with me and I'll show you." With that, Jessica slipped from her father's arms and followed the fresh reindeer tracks in the snow. Her father sadly shook his head and slowly trailed behind. Up and up they went, following the tracks, until they came to the very edge of Antler Ridge. It was here that the mountain dropped off in cliff-like form, with the town of Three Oaks spread below. All was bathed in the bright light of the silvered full moon. Here the tracks stopped in mid-stride, and here Jessica and her father stopped, afraid to look down, for fear that the reindeer had fallen to its death. Icicle-like tears streamed down Jessica's ruddy cheeks as her father reached down to comfort her. It was then, when all seemed lost, that a great tinkling of bells rang down on the earth like laughter laughed from afar. They both looked up, and there,
Silhouetted against the moon was a sleigh pulled by not seven, but rather eight tiny reindeer. A gift was given that moonlit night, 2 days before Christmas. A gift that would never be forgotten by all that had been there, and many who had not. The gift was wrapped in silver moonbeams. It was the gift of believing in all sorts of dreams.